This is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington, ready to take you on an exciting and entertaining journey of Pan-African music. It's great to have you on. Inside today's show, I have my awesome playlist from Africa and the diaspora, including a few new singles by Ghanaian artists, Boggy Wednesday and Ms. V, and also this week's Billboard Hot 100 number 3 hit, not playing number 1 or number 2 because they have been in those same positions for almost 3 months. And, you know, you guys have to hear something new. That's it for the first half. Now, at the back half, we are going to Mozambique today. First, we're going to listen to a special interview from the Music Time in Africa archives to remember the great Marabenta legend, Dilon Djindj, who passed away earlier this month. He was 97 years old. And then finally, I bring you a really fun conversation and live music by the award-winning jazz saxophonist Moreira Shongisa from our studios here at VOA in Washington. That's it. Now you just sit back, relax, and enjoy. We are starting out with a new Amapiano anthem by two American African singers I know you know and probably love, Angelique Kidjo and Davido. Here's Joy.
I found the joy through all the pain, through all the pain I found the sun, through all the rain, through all the rain I found the power, the brand new day I found the power, the brand new day, the brand new day.
And I'm awaking, who I could be through the thick and thin. I'm singing my song and I'm fighting my way. It was lost. I held my heart out of the dark, out of the dark.
I found the power, a brand new day, a brand new day. I found the power, a brand new day, a brand new day.
There is a love I only know, I only know. I found the strength to let her go, to let her go. I found the power, as you can see, and see them no pity.
Welcome to Music Time in Africa and the weekend. That was Joy by Angelique Kidjo and Davido. And here comes POM by Ms. V. Peace of Mind.
Kiwi. Big girl coming for the big panzala. Everything I do, no, they beat my stella. Right to the beat, no, they beat my brother. No fugazi for the girl, she a badder. Time to lick your screen, be no badder. Living on my big, big dreams, no father. Right to the beat, no, they beat my brother. No fugazi for the girl, she a badder. I don't need to para. This girl is fire. This girl is hitting every note without a paper. She just a knock up. Now you didn't like her. No need to stand on TV, so she very gala. All these job blessings for me body. Any guy stress me, I know it. Big, big things for me only. Fall on me. All these job blessings for me body. Any guy stress me, I know it. Big, big things for me only. Sweeter than honey. Ding-a-ling-a-ling my soul. Ding-a-ling-a-ling my soul. Moving to the beat, no slow-mo. Sweeter than honey. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
to kiss me, pass up a soul. And that's a piece of mind. Fall on me, all these job blessings for me body. Any guy stress me, I know feet. Big, big things for me only. Fall on me, all these job blessings for me body. Any guy stress me, I know feet. Big, big things for me only.
Everybody, this is Chimano, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Have a good one.
All right, back to the music. Now, 2020, this one came out of Egypt by Omar Kamal and Hamal Bika. Empty Mahalema. It means you are a matriarch. Now, my colleague Usama Farag was telling me, he's from Egypt, that, you know, normally Egyptian maharakanat music does definitely not sing tender love songs, but among the Gen Zers, he says it happens. And this is a case in point. The song has over 100 million views on YouTube. Omar and Hamo just hit Washington, D.C., New York City, Los Angeles, California, with a group of other maharakanat singers, making waves everywhere. So here it is, this love song where they sing, you are so elegant, you're a matriarch, you come from a good family, take it easy on us.
Easy, sasso.
انتي معلمة في الشياكة والأناقة نظرة منك أقوى باقة واخدة جايزة في اللباقة بنتي ناس متعلمة انتي معلمة برنسيسة وبنتي باشا دي بقلاوة لأبو غاشا عملت على قلبك تماشا بقها قد السمسمة انتي معلمة كل دقة رايحة جاية بتناديك يا دور عينيا انتي بطل الجمهورية في الجمال متعشمة انتي معلمة اللي جرى اللي حاصل انتي سيد في المفاصل عقلي قام خايب وفاصل ايه ده شوية يا عمنا يا ست الكل يا فل سنيورة وملكش حل انا قاطع عليك مش هحل هسحلك واعمل جن مفتومة انا الشربان معمولة بحلويات بسكوتة وغسل بنات لما بنظهر كله سكات انتي معلمة انتي جسمك ده مزيكا مسحة الكل بتسبيكا تاخدي اوسكار دي في امريكا ما تيجي نعيد سننا انتي معلمة انتي سهم في قلب دراما انتي صعبة لونها انا وكسوفها بتجنن لما بشوفها شيء صعب ان انا اوصفها بتهجع اسمها وحروفها مجنون ومريض بالحب شفتها انا قلبي طاب الحقني انجدني يا رب ده حياتي وبنت العالم وانت معلمه دي الشفايف حلوه يابا ايوه دي زعيمه عصابه في الاصول اخر طيابة الرقه متمكنه انت معلمه ضرب شعرات برتقاني بترقص تحت على الاغاني شوية مش كده لابسة للبطوية النضارة شبه مفتوحة كده من ورا وش عينيها نفس النارة بترمي الطعم يشدنا انتي معلمة اه يا ست الكل يا فل سنيورة وملكش حل انا قاطع عليكي مش هحل هسحلك واعمل جن مفتومة انا الشربان معمولة بحلويات بسكوتة وغسل بنات لما بتظهر كله سكات
All right. All right, that was Omar Kamal and Hamobika from Egypt with their 2020 single that has over 100 million views on YouTube. Huge success. Now moving to another 2020 song out of Zimbabwe. Here's a much smoother, cooler, calmer song, but wonderful just as well. Mukwasha by Ja Preza.
Uchapura nyemba, uchadzura nzungudzia. Ende baba vati vanoda matorofia. Woto manya musango mukwasha. Pane yandibira bombi yemvura. Kana zondo rangu randanga ndavura. Vanhu vese vatifunze mukwasha. Pakati pevanhu vese varipo. Iyani watigarira kumipo. Zvakungonzi kunze mukwasha.
Zvigira maribata madzimbo yavoda sakugari makaka changamire vati vanoda hari mukwasha zino rakaura mchando rinobanda ndina mari yekudzurisa kane mukwasha vakatemwa nyora kare neimwe nanga vati zvara vakunaro vanodzikaka tungamira mumbetiri memukwasha
about VOA Africa, music, sports, and news.
All right. Hi, everybody. How is your weekend going so far? I hope you're all doing well and that this music is lifting you up like music should do. We've got about four or five more songs before we get to the second half of the hour that is all about Mozambique. We honor the life of the late Dilon Djindj, who passed away earlier this month. And also hang out with Moreira Shongisa, an award-winning jazz saxophonist who stopped by our studios here in D.C. earlier this week as well. So all about Mozambique at the second half of the hour. But now we are listening to several 2024 singles, starting with this one, Pepper Dem by Niniola.
From bottom to top, it's a murder on the dance floor. We just be messed up. Oh, you need your booty, every party and your booty, yeah. We gonna keep the beat alive. Party through tonight, until the morning light. This party can't stop. Hey,
yeah, you are Joe, yeah, you are Jay.
With my body's squishing all night.
Yeah, you are Joe, yeah, you are Jay.
With the wine and me so high.
Yeah, you are Joe, yeah, you are Jay.
You're a true being a friend in a man's time.
Yeah, you are Joe, yeah, you are Jay.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are Joe.
I start to win you in your routine. And more belly here, we're gonna make you think. Energies are high, I can't control me. Oshem and you my fine. Why am I? This party never about it all. Why you tower me, share your damn. And we party hard.
Yeah, you are too, yeah, you watch it.
With my body squishing all night.
Yeah, you are too, yeah, you watch it.
Pop off pass with the wine and be so high.
Yeah, you are too, yeah, you watch it.
You're too, too big.
It's like a string and bass. You and me again. Look at the party go be madder. Everybody got a maga. Should be the holiday. Where we day for cake. In at the front line we holla. When the man them, them a enter na go day. In the sea ya patro way. Ready shy on my way. If we look on at my way. Feeling the rhythm from bottom to top. It's a murder wanna dance, but we just be messed up.
Nini jim kuti, yeah, we party and ya boti. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We gonna keep the beat alive.
This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. You just heard Ololufe Mi by Jukes featuring Diamond Platnumz. Before that was Enyije by Boggy Wednesday featuring Ola Blacks. And right now, this is Senegal, Dawala by Samba Puzi.
Le This is Jedubli Ambly, and I'm listening to Music Time in Africa at the Voice of America. That's where it's at.
Yes, that is where it's at. Hey, everybody. So this is the last song until we get to the second half where, as I said earlier, we are in Mozambique, this episode of Music Time in Africa. But this is, as promised, the number three song on the American Billboard Hot 100 charts. Not number one or number two, because we've heard those now for months on end. But number three is this, Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
Now he's thinking about me, and I know that's sweet, I get so, so you can't sleep.
was Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter, number 3 top song on the Billboard Hot 100 charts this week. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. Now, as I've been mentioning all hour long, Dilon Djing, the king of Marrabenta, self-entitled king, but king nonetheless, passed away September 18th. He was 97 and passed away in his hometown there in Mozambique. Now, in 2018, I went to that country and went up to his home with a camera and recording equipment and had a just enlightening, delightful conversation with Dilon about his music, how he started out his career so many decades ago, the meaning of Marrabenta, and more. Here it is from the archives of Music Time in Africa.
I was born in August 14th, 1927. I learned to play the guitar in 1937. I started playing Marrabenta at weddings. I used to play my guitar with the bridesmaids. So I played my guitar and the girls joined me to provide entertainment at the weddings. I made my guitar with an oil can.
And how many strings?
It was just three strings. I made my melody with those three strings. The first guitar that I played was my uncle's acoustic guitar. My older brother was a Makwaela dancer and he taught me how to dance. I danced so many other dances too, Chiparatuana, Chigubu, Chingomana. I learned all of those dances. I used to go everywhere with my older brother and we danced together. A young sister also joined as the singer. She was always invited to all of the weddings as the lead singer. So all of the weddings she got invited to sing and dance, she always took Dilon Djing. There was a young boy at Bokisu, another direction from Moamba, and the girls asked that young boy, "Who are you going to invite to entertain everyone at the wedding?" And the young guy said, "I'm going to invite Francisco Sibia." And then the girl said, "No, we want Marrabenta." So the girls created the name Marrabenta.
Is Marrabenta, the meaning of Marrabenta?
Marrabenta means to destroy.
Who named him king of Marrabenta?
It was another singer. His name is Fanny Mfumo, another old Marrabenta singer. Because there is no other man like me who sings, dances, plays, and then all the girls when I was young. So all these things put together makes me the king.
About Marrabenta music today?
Most people now still dance Marrabenta. I'm very happy.
Thank you.
And that was a recording from the Music Time in Africa archives from 2018. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell, and I was there with the late Dilon Djing in Mozambique, speaking to him about his career. He passed away September 18th. May he rest in peace. And also, let me thank João Santa Rita from the VOA Portuguese service for doing that wonderful voiceover in English. All right. Hey, everybody. Now, moving on, we're still staying in Mozambique. This is the last feature of the hour. Thank you so much for being here. Those joining, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Now, earlier this month, I also had the privilege of a Mozambican jazz saxophonist come by the studios, talk about his career and what he's doing in Washington, D.C. He just won an amazing award, and he brought his sax and played it. So we're going to hear this conversation. I'm going to break it up with a little bit of the music that we are talking about that he has recorded. This interview took place in one of our TV studios, and it will be available to watch on VOA Africa and my YouTube channel in the month of October and on. All right, here we go.
Moraira Shangisa, how are you? Welcome to Voice of America.
Muito obrigado. I'm happy to be here, and thanks for inviting me.
I understand a big congratulations is in order. Your recent award from the French government. What is it exactly, and how do you feel about it?
Order of Merit for Arts and Letters, né?
The Knight.
The Knight.
Of the Order of Arts and Letters.
Yeah. What it means for me.
Yeah.
It means a lot, because at a certain stage in my life, coming from Mozambique, from Maputo. Mozambique is a new country. By the way, next year Mozambique celebrates its 50th independence anniversary. So we're very young. So coming from a young country like Mozambique, playing the saxophone, which is not a Mozambican or an African instrument. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this is a French saxophone, Selmer, you know, Henri Selmer.
I see.
And being recognized not just by a brand, but by a government of a non-speaking Portuguese country.
Right.
I feel very humble and honored. It's something to go back home in those dark days, because there's good and there's bad days, and look at your family and say, hey, not everything is bad. And I would like to take this opportunity, being here with you, to thank you for inviting me, but to thank also the French government, the French embassy in Mozambique, and Ambassador Yano gave me the opportunity.
You're a jazz musician. You've got your saxophone with you, the Selmer.
I'm a brand ambassador for Selmer in Paris. Yeah,
this is
French. This is proper.
Okay. you've been playing now for many years.
Yeah.
What does your saxophone sound like? Can you play us a riff or a sound that, if people know the saxophone as an instrument and they listen to a lot of sax music, they'll go, aha, that's Moraira.
Oh, my God. That's a good one. Okay. Okay, good. This is my test. Okay.
Wow, I like that.
Do you want some more?
Oh, yeah, one more.
I like to scream, you know that?
Yeah, I'm hearing it. Well, that will wake you up, huh?
Definitely.
That will wake you up.
Yeah, definitely.
Take us back to the first time you held a saxophone.
The first time I held a saxophone is, number one, thanks to a gentleman called Professor Orlando. My late father, they put me in what we have in Mozambique, the National School of Music in Mozambique, by the age of 7. Honestly, I didn't like music. I didn't want to be there.
Really?
Yeah.
Normally, it's the other way around. The kid wants music, and the parents say no.
But they were keeping me out of trouble.
Oh.
So, meaning that you go to primary school in the morning. In the afternoon, I was free. So, at the music school, which I ran away at the age of 9 because I hated music so much.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Then I went back by the age of 13 on my own. And I started playing the clarinet. And the teacher was Professor Orlando. He was a fantastic composer, very much involved in traditional music from Mozambique, from Inhambane. But he introduced me to saxophone after an uncle of mine brought me a VHS tape. Because I was playing clarinet, and I really thought it was boring, which is a hard instrument.
Yeah.
He brought me a tape, of one of Miles Davis' shows in Paris, where the famous Kenny Garrett takes like a 10, 15 minute solo on alto. I look at my clarinet and I look at the alto. I said, that's the thing I want.
Hello, everyone. In case you are just joining us, you're listening to a conversation I had earlier this month with jazz saxophonist from Mozambique, Moreira Shongisa. He was in the studio, in our TV studio here in Washington, D.C. at the Voice of America. Now, next, we are going to talk about one of the recordings he did, one of his albums that I just loved, that I discover when talking to him that he also loves. I think it's probably his favorite. It's called Eminem, and the M's stand for Moreira and Manu Dibango. So to get in the mood, let's listen to, I guess, probably the most iconic song in the history of African music, maybe? No, that's a lot, but this is an iconic song originally by Manu Dibango that they redid. This is the remix of Sol Makossa off that Eminem album. We'll be right back. So that is Mano de Bango and Moreira Shongisa with a remix of Sol Makosa off of Shongisa's 2017 album, Eminem. Now, hello, this is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We are now going back to my conversation with Moreira from earlier this month here in Washington, D.C. at VOA. Now, you just mentioned Maputo. Do you have a, can you play a melody from that region, a local melody on the sax?
That's a good question. There is this saxophone player from Mozambique that I've never met, I've never seen. His name is Billy Cooker, right? Okay. Like, I grew up listening to his melodies. And there's this song that we look for the title. No one knew what the title is, but the song. So let me play this song. And it's based on a rhythm from the south of Mozambique called Marabenta, very popular.
Marabenta.
It goes like this. Feel that.
Yes, I love it. Since 2008, is that when you started your career about?
Solo? 2005.
And every year you're getting some kind of award. You had the one called Eminem that was out in 2017. M meaning Moreira, and the other M, Manu Dibango.
Yeah.
That was just a few years before he passed.
Yeah,
how was that experience recording with him?
Listen, Manu Dibango is probably the most sampled African artist in the world. He's not the most, he is with the song Sol Makosa, right?
You know, even today,
everybody
sampled. Americans don't know.
Yeah.
I always say, you know, that Michael Jackson, that was his song.
I grew up listening to Manu Dibango because of my parents. What most important is, I met Manu Dibango in the year 2000, the millennium. And I was living in Cape Town. I went to school there for 19 years at Robben Island. So Mandela at the time hosted a concert, the Millennium Concert, right? Big stars were there, all the top. Manu, Yoso, Miriam Makeba. So I was part of the big band at the back. So I heard him playing backstage. I went, I knocked the door, we became friends. He gave me his phone number. He said, there's a new cell phone, his home number. He says, whenever you come to Paris, please give me a call. And once I went to Paris and I gave him a call, he says, I want to host you on my Africa Number 4 radio show. I said, really? I went there. Cutting a long story short, he's performing on my album. And then I'm telling Leslie, my manager, how much is he going to charge? You know what I'm saying? And it's too late, man. He already performed. He says, no, man, relax, man. It's a gift for you. He performed on my album, Citizen of the World. Actually, this album won Best Contemporary Jazz Album in Africa. That's the first time Manu Dibango performed in one of my albums. I created a festival in Mozambique called the More Jazz Series, and then transitioned to become the Maputo International Jazz Festival. And Manu Dibango was supposed to sit on the board of the Moreira Shongisa Foundation. It came first for the festival. He came once, then he came twice for the festival. Then he became my godfather, and I said, sorry, I have proximity now to talk to you. Let's do an album. He says, Moreira, are you crazy? I said, we just did a song. I said, no, let's do an album from A to Z. Yeah? Because most of people recorded songs with him. I wanted to do an album. Listen. It took years until that happens because of his agenda. Claire DeBoer, manager, calls me January, I don't remember, 2005 or something. Say, Mo, how are you? Do you have time in February? Manu Dibango has 2 to 3 weeks to record. I said, are you crazy? The financial year starts in April. This is January. February is in 3 weeks. He says, Moreira, Manu Dibango is inspired, is ready for you. I said, I'm broke. I'm going to come there. She said, Morera, Manu Dibango has time. Heather, by the time I woke up, I was in Paris at Ferber Studios recording, stayed 3 weeks. Don't ask me how we paid. You know what I mean? And we've done Eminem, which actually we end up releasing 2 years after. Mm. We didn't release immediately. And we launched Eminem in Germany for the African Festival.
Oh, yeah, you can see some of that concert on YouTube.
It's amazing that we just launched Eminem in festivals. Then we launched Eminem in Maputo for the More Jazz Festival. Then we launched in Cape Town for the Cape Town International Jazz Festival. Mm. Then this COVID story came. So just to say that I'm honored, blessed, but very humbled to say thank you for everyone that made it possible to do an album from A to Z with Manu Dibango, because that's a very important part of my story that is complemented by being with International Jazz Day and many other things to come.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
It has been an absolute pleasure to have you talking and playing here on The Voice of America right here with me.
Hello, thank you so much. You know a lot about our music. I really thank you for that.
And now we are going to hear Moreira perform an improvisation just for us right here on Voice of America.
By Moreira Shongisa. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Can't wait to meet you again next week. Hope you enjoyed the show. Again, a big warm farewell to the late Dilon Djindj. May he rest in peace. And a huge thank you to the great Moreira Shongisa. And remember, get on my YouTube channel, Music Time in Africa, if you want to watch any of the features that you heard in this episode. Dilon Djindj is already there from 2018. And you can find the one with Moreira in October. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can find us online at voaafrica.com. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.